As much as a third of our food supply depends on pollinators, insects and birds that fertilize plants when they fly between blossoms. And now researchers at the University of Washington have found that urban fumes, such as car exhaust, confuse moths and possibly other pollinators. It can keep them from finding the flowers they feed on. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
In a cluttered basement laboratory at the UW, assistant biology professor Jeff Riffel stands near a jumble of instruments and a wind tunnel made of plastic sheeting and a big fan.
It allows us to simulate the wind conditions that these insects are flying in nature.
He's been studying the flight patterns of a moth called Manduca sexta, also known as the tobacco hornworm moth. Most have wingspans 4 inches wide.
It's this giant, very beautiful moth that you'll see if you're on the east part of the state. You'll see it flying around in the early evening, and you'll think that it's a hummingbird. It's so large.
And it uses a keen sense of smell to find and feed on the fragrant nectar of certain flower blooms. Using video recorders, electrodes inserted in the moth's antenna, and an odor delivery device, the researchers documented the effects when they introduced different smells into the wind tunnel. Riffel says when they put in the flower scent only, the moths tracked to it straight as an arrow. And when they added pollutants such as car exhaust, the moths got confused.
They're kind of doing a stumbling drunk version of flight tracking. They sense the flower a little bit, but they actually can't really locate it, and they don't know precisely where it is.
The findings were published in the journal Science. Riffel says his team is eager to expand on the research, testing if it also affects honeybees. He says it could provide insight into whether urban emissions could affect pollinators in farms near urban centers. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.